learning to twirl. Well, I don't think I was such a bad husband. Not really. No worse than the rest, that much is sure. Probably the dancing gave a clue. But, sorry, I was just thinking a minute. You know, none of the boys that I grew up with could dance. It's funny, my mother and my sister both tried their damnedest to teach me to waltz and foxtrot and what have you. They loved being able to dance, and my mother told me it would be important to me in my life. But I'd have none of that. Felt there was something embarrassing about it. We sort of danced when we were courting. Cramped floors where we mostly clung for dear life like a pair of startled bunnies, and because being so close felt pretty wonderful. But after we married, not really. Sometimes we'd be somewhere with a band playing and she'd say, "Let's dance." Not necessarily waltz, often it was the modern all arms and legs stuff, but I couldn't do it unless I'd had a skinful. I changed, you know. Made a decision sometime or other that I'd do it. Get up and dance no matter how silly I felt. It was too late though, and she wasn't interested anymore. I think I'd broken her of any desire. And looking back, we were probably already buggered by then anyway, waiting for the last rites. I think, well, at least I wonder sometimes if me not dancing had something to do with it. Maybe that was enough, in a way, to make me a bad husband, to mark me. Still, it's history now, isn't it? Would you care for a twirl?